If you want to embrace this land, it is a dry, windy, cold, unproductive land. You have to take it on its terms.
This week on the Nature Stories podcast, a man and his vision for the Great Plains. The Nature Stories podcast is curated by Atlantic Public Media in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy and the Public Radio Exchange. I'm Samantha Brown. This piece comes from producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister, and from Stories from the Heart of the Land, the public radio series about the connection between people and the natural world. Here's series host Jay Allison to tell you more.
Sam Hurst is a dreamer, and he dreamt about a life for himself and his family on the land.
I was a field producer for NBC News based in Burbank, California. I drew an assignment to come up to the Northern Great Plains in 1990. And I called my wife and I said, I think I found the place we should move to. We moved up here in 1993, and we've been here ever since, running a small buffalo ranch.
In Sam Hurst's dream, a dream of paradise, if you will, he wanted to create what he called an integrated wildlife management strategy on his farm near Rapid City, South Dakota. And it would include the national parks, the Forest Service, tribal lands, private ranchers, private Indian ranchers. And he stayed at it for over 10 years. But last year, Hurst had to give up. He just wasn't able to cobble together the sustainable native landscape he dreamed about. He started selling off his buffalo herd and put his ranch on the market.
In literature and in universities, we understand that the concept of failure creates new ideas and creates new opportunities. But in real life, failure is just like a punch in the gut. And people don't like to have it happen to them, and people don't like to think about it or talk about it. And yet, failure is the defining idea on the Northern Great Plains. When I moved here with the romantic notion of buying and running a buffalo ranch in the early 1990s, I knew that intellectually, but I didn't know it in my heart. We're going to move calves and yearlings out of a corral pen and into this trailer. Spread out over there. I can't tell you how many ranchers I talk to who think that they don't want to bring those exotic animals in. They think buffalo are like ostriches and llamas and emus. It never occurs to them that all I'm advocating is just putting the animal that ought to be here back on the land. And I don't say ought to be here in a moral sense. I mean in an ecological and economic sense. This is the animal that is best suited to this land.
Go on. Go on.
This land has been honest to every form of civilization that has come to it. If you want to embrace this land, it is a dry, windy, cold, unproductive land. You have to take it on its terms. Now, the Lakota understood this. You stay low, you move fast, you stay mobile, you move around a lot. Well, we threw that out. The minute we came in with a fantasy that we could turn this landscape into Ohio, you know, and have little family farms out here, it was the first miscalculation. That wasn't the land's fault. So my heart won. And I came and I sank money into it. And then the reality of this ecosystem hit. It hit really hard in the form of drought. Now, drought is inescapable. It is a part of this ecosystem. And all of the institutional supports, the public supports that kind of gloss over the harshness for cattle ranchers aren't available to buffalo ranchers. We don't have emergency drought relief. We don't have elaborate government subsidies. This is a region of personal choice. This is a region of hard work. And if you fail, it's because you are a failure. And the reason you find ranchers hanging themselves in their barns in February is not because they failed. There's a lot of failure around. It's because they failed their father and their grandfather. Those guys stuck it out. Those guys made it. And now I can't make it. So then you realize that you have to sell. And you just become like Teddy Roosevelt and John Wesley Powell and everybody else who came through the Great Plains with a romantic idea and realized it's not going to work. It's very heartbreaking. It's very heartbreaking. I'm not the exception to the rule. I am the rule. And until people understand how central the idea of failure is to the rural areas of the Great Plains, we will never develop an economic strategy that meets the landscape.
Sam Hurst was interviewed by producers Dan Collison and Elizabeth Meister near Rapid City, South Dakota.
That piece was made for Atlantic Public Media series Stories from the Heart of the Land, produced by Jay Allison and Emily Botine. The music was composed and performed by Bill Frizzell. The Nature Stories podcast is produced with support from the Nature Conservancy, committed to protecting nature and preserving life. If you'd like more information on the series or the podcast, go to nature.org/stories and join me next week to hear about a woman, her 9 dogs, 2 donkeys, living off the land in Mexico. From Woods Hole, Massachusetts, I'm Samantha Brown.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the 286-horsepower TL Type S with a solar sensing climate control system. Learn more at Acura.com.